Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com. Lots of good stuff when you get there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Be sure to do that. I think you'll like my newsletter. And if you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. And our list of subscribers is growing like crazy. Had a great week last week. Thank you to all of you who subscribed last week. Also, you can listen to the show a lot of different ways, live, replay, and archives. And you can also find out more about my book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. I'm excited about our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Monica Lichtfeld is already a friend of mine. She and I have met and have already worked together. We met during Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. Monica is Executive Vice President of e-commerce for a company called Office Depot. Perhaps you've heard of them. Monica is responsible for driving Office Depot's leadership in electronic commerce, including identifying and facilitating the development of customer-driven technology. And I wanted you to, and with an emphasis, by the way, on internet retailing. I wanted to tell you that because that's what we're going to talk about today. And I hope you'll pay attention because you're about to learn some stuff from one of the masters. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. I mean, it's good to have you with us, and it's good to talk to you again. And I really enjoyed being with you in last month in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it was a great event.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Monica, ladies and gentlemen, was on a panel of four experts with the SBA in an e-commerce venue. We were talking about, during Small Business, we were talking about e-commerce and small business. And Monica was one of four, and frankly, we won't tell anybody else this, but frankly, she was the star of the panel. And I just knew I had to get her on the show to get her to talk about some of these things. Monica, Office Depot has had great success, thanks to you, I'm sure, with doing business on the internet, and you guys have been able to do business on a number of different levels, not just business to consumers, B2C, but also quite a bit of business to business, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We started, interestingly, working in the business to business space first, and we opened our kind of private extranet for our corporate customers in early 95.
Mm-hmm.
We opened our public website in 98, and that's when we first started doing business publicly with small business and with the consumers. But prior to that, we've been focused on B2B.
Folks, what she just told you was that they're veterans. They're part of the original group. I mean, if you were doing extranet in 95, I mean, that was really pioneering, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I think we were probably one of the first, if not the first, folks to really put up a fully functional, interoperable business-to-business web catalog and to begin taking orders actually online with corporate customers. So we were very much a pioneer. And it's grown today. This year we'll finish at a little over $2 billion in sales. So it's become a...
$2 billion on the Internet.
$2 billion all on the Internet.
All on the Internet, folks, we're talking here. And, you know, isn't it interesting, Monica, that we're talking about somebody being a pioneer 7 years ago?
Well, I also think when I try to tell people the story of what the technology was like 7 years ago, you feel like you're talking about the dark ages.
Exactly.
In that period of time, and Jim, I know you've been engaged with technology and certainly the Internet for equally the same length of time. I was probably the one talking about how I thought the Internet was going to change the way people do business, and
mm-hmm.
people thought that it was a fad, a trend, and would be over and gone in 12 months. So a lot has changed. It seems to be a fact of life today, but in those very early years, it was definitely a risk if you were going to go out there first.
Well, see, there's even more to it than that, Monica, and I'm going to praise you guys for this, and this is why. In 1995, nobody knew what the internet was going to become, and it evolved over the next 5 or so years into what I call the wacky years, when everybody was chasing eyeballs, and nobody, because you guys had a good business model, but a lot of business models were not based on critical mass. They were not based on real business. It was, a lot of it was based on suspending, for at least a time, the laws of economics, the rules of economics. But you guys were not only adopting and participating, but you were actually doing business on the internet 7 years ago when other people, didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, we were, and unlike other folks, I think because I'm in a corporate environment with a strong legacy of having to deliver shareholder profit, I didn't have the luxury of some of the dot-coms. I had to create a business model, and we launched a business model as Office Depot that was a profitable model from the very beginning. So we didn't
What were you thinking? What were you thinking, Monica?
I guess I was thinking like a traditional business.
What were you thinking?
What you invest in, you have to see returns.
It's a good thing you didn't ask for any investor capital. They wouldn't have given it to you. You were profitable. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more good things to talk about right after these messages. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Monica Lichtenfeld is our guest, and Monica is Executive Vice President of E-Commerce for Office Depot. Monica, give us your website, please.
It's very simple, officedepot.com.
All right. And, of course, folks, you know the Office Depot store. You know what they sell. And you know what? There are a lot of your small competitors who are listening right now. And, you knew that, and I told you that going in, and I appreciated your attitude. You know what, folks? She said, I'll never forget what she said, Monica. You said, you know what, there's, I forgot how big you said the universe was for your industry, but
well,
you said that you and all your competitors, your big competitors, have about 25% of that whole universe. So
right.
There's a whole lot of business left out there for the little guys.
When you include the technology we sell and the office furniture that we sell, the industry, it's about $280 billion.
Uh-huh.
And as a company, all of us together don't represent more than $25 billion. So
yeah.
It's actually more like 10%.
It's 10%. I was thinking 25, and
yeah.
That was in billions and not in percentages.
Yeah,
10%. So that's 90%. So and I appreciate you helping us put that in perspective. And folks, the things that Monica's talking to us about today are things that you, even if you're a direct competitor of a local office supply company or furniture company, you can use these things and not only, but Monica, these days, it's not just about competing. It's also about cooperating.
Uh-huh.
Because I know one of the things you guys are doing is you're selling to big companies, but you're also doing business with small companies, aren't you? And I don't, just mean that they're buying from you. You're buying from them, aren't you?
Absolutely. Both. Jim, you're absolutely correct. We've got millions of small business customers who visit us each day in our retail stores or visit us online or come to us through our mail order division. But in addition to that, we've got a very strong program for diversity, both diversity in ethnicity as well as diversity in the size of businesses that we try to attract as potential suppliers of products to our stores and to our sales organization.
Monica, I want you to give us some tips on what you've learned in dealing with large customers. How can we do a better job as small business owners of working with big companies? Give it to us from the perspective of you working with your companies, your big customers, and also you being a big customer to us.
Well, as you said, we've been in the internet for a long period of time, and office supplies tends to be one of the areas that when corporations start to look at productivity tools or modifying their business processes, they tend to start with something that's pretty repetitive, small dollar, and high transaction. So we tend to be the first guy at the table when you're trying to do integration.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing for corporate customers today is how can they take people, processes, and steps out of the routine things that they do. And small business is a supplier to corporate America. Sometimes it's a product or two. Sometimes it's a service or two. But the big theme with corporate America today is how do they automate that process? How do they streamline it? How do they use technology to put efficiencies into the system? So I think the message you and I had talked about a little bit earlier on was that if you do business with corporate customers, and I know many of your listeners do, it's imperative that you get a very serious strategy together in terms of how you're going to reach out to your corporate customers using the Internet and how you can help them be more efficient in the way they connect you. And it's a huge differentiator for the business that decides to get serious about it.
If here we are, we're small business owners, you're there, you're a big company, you're the biggest in your industry, and you've got all this capability, all this technological capability, what can you say to us to prevent us from being intimidated about our little PC-based operations and your big server-based operations and in terms of being able to actually do business with you? Make us feel more comfortable.
Well, I'd say that the Internet is a wonderful leveler of the playing field. When it comes to the Internet, nobody understands how many servers I have behind my firewall versus the single PC and server you may have behind yours. Your front door looks wonderful, your site functions, and your corporate customers have a way to send you requests for proposals, and you have a way to go in and reach in and pull out proposals, and you have a way to integrate with them. It's pretty simple today to do just a simple point-to-point connection to a corporate customer. It certainly gets complex when you're trying to run sites doing billions, but it's easy when you tackle it one customer at a time and learn with your best customer, who could be your best ally and your best coach, and find a way for you to be differentiated from the other suppliers they have in the way you embrace technology.
It's like a handshake, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, our hand might be small, but we can still shake hands with a big hand like Office Depot and others. And folks, we're going to have to learn to do this. Monica, I think maybe in one of our conversations, I think I mentioned this to you, I've been reporting on this show for a number of years, beginning probably about 3 years ago, that the auto industry told their suppliers, large and small, that within 24 months, they would be doing 40% of their procurement online.
Uh-huh.
And if the vendors that they had, large or small, weren't able to conform to that, to adopt that schedule, that they would no longer be a vendor.
Well, you know, I would tell you, Jim, when I look at the profile of our corporate customers, understanding again that we're kind of the leader in a category, office supplies tends to be the first thing these customers automate.
Mm-hmm.
But our corporate customers at the end of this year will be doing 60% of their volume online.
Wow.
So while the categories that your audience may have are a little further down the line in terms of ready to automate, or they haven't been knocked on their door yet and told they must automate, I'll tell you, every one of our corporate customers has begun with office supplies. They've got 60% of their way there.
Monica, let me stop you. We got to go to a break.
Sure.
Tell some stuff. You know about this. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassengame, the Small Business Advocate. Monica Lichtenfeld is our guest. She's Executive Vice President of E-Commerce for Office Depot. And we're talking about what they've got going on these days and what lessons we can learn from them. And I'll tell you one lesson that not only what we can learn as small business owners, Monica, but also what some big businesses, I'd like some other big businesses to take a lesson from you guys, and that is what you are making available on your website. I spent some time on your website, and I want to congratulate you and thank you for the way you're approaching doing business with small business owners, Monica, because you're not just saying, come to my site and buy my stuff. You guys are saying, come to my site, and we got stuff here we want to sell you, but we also know that you're running a small business, and you could use some help, and here's some help, here it is for free. And I want you to know, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you what else, Monica, that is also a fairly pioneering thing to do.
Well, thanks, Jim. The small business customer has been our sort of franchise as a company. It's where we started. It's our roots, and we have a strong commitment to continue to be their destination. And if you go on our website today, and we're continuing to enhance it, you'll find all sorts of free downloadable forms that you could use today in your business, whether it's you're just getting started and you need an employment application form, or you've got a handle some OSHA claims and file some OSHA forms. All of that's pulled together in an easy-to-find, easy-to-download place, and all of that's free. There's content like how to write a marketing plan or how to put a business plan together. And then we've pulled together, as you do for your listeners, lots of web resources and, you know, how can you get what you need, as well as web services. So we have a strong content approach, as well as clearly the office products we sell.
And none of that's behind any kind of a password or anything, right? I mean, anybody can access it, whether they're a customer or not.
Just above the fold on the homepage is what's called the Small Business Center, and it's everything from your local market news to the tools you need to run your business.
Well, Monica, my audience has heard me say this many times before. In my opinion, that's got to be the big business website of the future. So many times you go on websites, and it's the big company websites, and it's all about them. And, you know, that's something somebody said to me a long time ago, and I'd like to pass this along again to my audience, Monica. Somebody went to my site, my very first site, way back in 1997, went to my site, and it was just up only a month or so, and he was a good friend of mine, and I said, what do you think about my site? He said, Jim, it's all about you. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it can't just be all about you. And you know what? That was a really important lesson for me to learn. And I've never forgotten that. And that's the good thing about your site and what more big businesses should do is don't just make it, for small business owners especially, just about you. Make it about stuff that we can use that will help us, because obviously you need us to be healthy so we can buy your stuff next year.
Absolutely. Small business is going to add 66% of the new jobs that get created over the next few years, so our health is very dependent on the health of the small business.
I like hearing big businesses say things like that, folks. It really makes me realize that they get it when they say things like that. And Monica, I congratulate you on that, because I will tell you, you are in the minority to a large degree. Monica, we've got a minute and a half or so left. I'd like to let you just make any kind of closing comments that you might like to make to my audience about just whatever you'd like to talk about, e-commerce, whatever words of wisdom or inspiration you'd like to offer.
Well, I think first, Jim, I'd want to say that I'm in an incredibly fortunate position, because I've got an incredible team that gets this together. And I think, as your business audience knows, that no one person does it by themselves. So I think they would be delighted to know that the spirit, hopefully, that I've conveyed in our commitment to the small business market to continue to bring services and tools and knowledge and information and what they need to know is a company-wide commitment, and you'll find it at our retail store and you'll find it with us online. From a web point of view, I think that we are really convinced that corporate America over the next few years will be at 85-90% of their business online. And I think my message to my friends and peers in the small business marketplace is, if you're doing business with big business, you've got to find a place in your strategy and a place in your business plan for your connectivity, for your strategy to integrate technically with your big customers, because otherwise you will get left out by another business that maybe another small business competitor, but who's committed to getting there faster.
You got to be able to shake that hand, don't you?
You do. And when I talk with my...
Monica, forgive me, I have to stop you. Because
okay.
We're coming up. But listen, the good news is, this is not going to be the last time you'll be with us if you come back.
Terrific.
All right, thanks. Monica Luchtefeldt, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Thank you, Monica. We'll see you later. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.